Let not your heart be troubled. You are listening to the Sean Hannity Radio Show podcast. All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now, you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now, MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
This is Jonathan Gillum, filling in for Sean Hannity on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. Literally, and quite frankly, Sean is the biggest voice in conservative radio, in conservative talk. I would have to say, even on television, Sean is the man. And if I'm broadcasting a little bit of this on Facebook Live, if I can get my phone set up at the same time. Those of you may or may not know me, I'm a former Navy SEAL, Federal Air Marshal, security contractor, FBI special agent. Sean calls me in when he wants to go to the water, when he wants to go to the beach. He calls the frogman in to come here and actually take over the, literally take over the studio, although I think Lauren might think otherwise since she's the producer. But we are going to have a fantastic show today. I want to talk about just a little bit about what I've been doing over the past month, which is I have a Facebook Live show I do every night at 9 p.m., every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's on my page, Jonathan T. Gilliam. Actually, now I'm actually simulcasting on Twitter as well. But, which is interesting because I'm utilizing two of the biggest liberal platforms in the world to spread the real conservative message. So what I did was I took my show, I packed up my Suburban. I got my Jack Russell, 17-year-old Jack Russell Rico. We got in there and we just started driving. And I challenged the people who watch my show regularly to fund it through a GoFundMe page. It's gofund.me/The Experts Roadshow. If you don't know, if you can't remember that, it's on my Twitter and on my Facebook. So I challenged people to fund me to go out on the road and go to them. And then I challenged them also further to actually host events. Look, I'm not a promoter. I'm not a financier. I'm just a hardworking American that wants to continue to serve and sees where there is a lack of unity in the conservative movement. And I, in fact, today we're not really even going to use the word conservative as much as we're going to use the word free thinker. Because that's what I learned as I went on this trek around the United States, and I went to Myrtle Beach, I went to Oxford, North Carolina, Norfolk, Virginia, over to Rainow, West Virginia, where my good buddy Sean Robinson, his cousin Dave Robinson, and their friend Chuck, Dave and Chuck, both veterans. I went over there, talked with them, had recorded that, and then went all the way over to Arkansas, Saline County, Republican group, then up to Yellville, where I grew up in the Ozarks, and then up to Detroit, met with some incredible people there, and then made my way to Ohio to interview my buddy Drago, who's going to be on here later on tonight, and then back to New York. And the amazing thing, folks, this is what I saw. Listen, if you're switching channels or turning or you're trying to decide what to listen to this. If you are a free thinker, forget for now the terms conservative and liberal. Just forget it for a minute. If you're a free thinker and you like effective solutions, you need to realize that there are other people across this country that think exactly like you do. They see what's going on in the media. They see what's going on with subversion in the country. They see what's going on with the fake activists and the fake issues of the day. Issues where, like, for instance, women's rights and the oppression of women. Not one time in my journey over the past month, and I slept, we re-rigged the truck up where it has a bed in it and everything. I did not meet one female that said she was oppressed. In fact, they said just the opposite. They are free. One of the people that I'm going to have on here in the next hour is Cheryl Constantino. She's a mayor pro temp from Harper Woods, Michigan. Her daughter, all the people that I met at the 13th District Republican Lincoln Day dinner, that it was unbelievable how powerful these women are. It's fake. They don't have less rights than me. They don't have less abilities than I do. They're equal, and they're free thinkers. When I was in North Carolina meeting with Meredith and Robin and Linda and all their friends, the same thing. When I was in Yellville meeting with my mom's family, all of them, I would say elders in this country, not just because of their age, because of their experience, they said the exact same things. They were worried about the exact same things. They saw the exact same propaganda in the media and in politics as everybody else that I came across when I was driving across this nation. And it was life-altering for me. It should make you stop in your tracks. If you're listening now, I think Sean's got like over a billion listeners now. Some of you could go to Twitter and follow me. If you're listening to this and you say on a daily basis, I can't watch this anymore, or they're not telling me the truth, or why is it this way on that quote-unquote news channel and it's different on this one? Why is it when I click on things, there's no real story there and it's lies? Why is it that Twitter and Facebook are monitoring and censoring conservative, free-thinking, effective viewpoints? Why? If you keep asking yourself that every day, why, and you keep saying, I'm sick of this, you have to realize two things. There are literally millions and millions of people that feel the same way you do. They see the truth the way you do, and they are sick and tired of it, just like you. But here is the other thing that profoundly hit me as I was driving around, meeting all these people. You're not unified. The left, and thanks to my good buddy Drago and a little bit of research, the left, that those terms, left and right, those aren't new. Those terms have been around for thousands of years, all the way back to the Greeks. The reality is the left and their subversive tactics have been around for thousands of years. Subversion has been around for thousands of years. And recently, in recent history, pretty much since the 1840s, somewhere around there, when Marx came up with this nutty idea of communism and some type of utopia, he came up with the cult-like idea that you have to subvert people, that you have to make people fall in order before they can get to the point of free thinking, before they get to the point of taking care of one another. And what's crazy about it, this, not even 100 years before, our own founding fathers had established the perfect utopia. Here in the United States, a utopia where you're free to be the best. And if you don't want to be the best, nobody's going to force you to be better. Nobody's going to force you to give, but you inspired to give. They you know, people want to give because they're free. So when Marx came up with this crazy idea, and then Lenin and Stalin and all the rest of them, communism started to spread, even though it was nonsense and it fails everywhere and people are miserable and enslaved. They were still able to convince the sheep. And it always starts out just like it did here in the United States. All is good and we got to revolt and let's have a revolution. And these people are bad. Christians are bad. People that have light skin are bad. It's like on and on. And we're separate. And we're the ones that are downtrodden on. We're minorities, this and that. Listen, I had an argument with somebody on my Facebook page the other day. I don't recognize skin color. I don't recognize nationality. I recognize good work ethics. I recognize whether or not you have good morals and values, if you're a good person. If you're not, it has nothing to do with your skin. It has to do with your personal choice. But see, these individuals on the left have honed their skills through thousands of years, and since the 1800s, they have been working to subvert the world. Most people think when the Cold War ended that communism just went away, but nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, it is stronger now than it's ever been because they have been integrated and secreted themselves into everything. The educational sector subverted, media subverted, special interest always been subverted. Always. That's just actually just one of their creations. Equal rights subverted, military, DOD subverted, intelligence subverted. Even ESPN, where you go to actually watch, you know, things and relax on your day off. All of this has been taken over. And big business, let's not forget about that. Big business has been taken over. You literally have generals and admirals that are in the Department of Defense that have been trained by subversive enemies in the Democratic Party that get out and take over big business. And guess what? They do the same thing there. They just continue to subvert. It's up to the American people that are free thinkers to unite. And this was the thing that scared me the most. You're saying the same thing. You're feeling the same thing. You're seeing the same thing. But you are not unified. You're not organized. The left is organized. They're unified. They're using tactics, techniques, and procedures that literally are thousands of years old. And it continues to work because they figured out, especially now with social media and television, minimal effort, maximum results. They don't. It's not like they put out tons and tons of effort. They put out a little bit of effort all the time, but they're unified. The free thinkers in this country, a.k.a. the conservatives, the people who look for effective solutions, they are not unified. And they don't even put out minimal effort to get maximum results. You have to, when you come home in the evenings, don't sit down on your couch. Call your friends. Go meet. Have dinner. Talk about this stuff. Get other people. Don't wait for this incredible President Trump to try to get you out into a stadium. Do it yourself. I'm Jonathan Gillum. I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours. I've got some incredible guests coming up. You can find me on Twitter at @JGilliam_Seal and on Facebook at Jonathan T. Gilliam. And don't forget my show, The Experts, every night, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live and Twitter. We'll be right back.
Issues, ETC.net.
A podcast for social conservatives.
Issues, ETC.net.
Abortion, gay marriage, Islamic terrorism.
Issues, ETC.net.
Radical feminism, embryonic stem cell research, religious liberty.
Issues, ETC.net.
Physician-assisted suicide, judicial activism, hate crimes.
Issues, ETC.net.
When you surf the web tonight, check out issuesetc.net.
This is Jonathan Gillum filling in for my good buddy Sean Hannity on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. And all my listeners out there, I'm glad you're tuning in. I was on Facebook Live just a second ago doing that opening part, and the response I got is great. You all are great. I hope that what I said hit home. And right now, joining me, we're going to have a short segment. We'll go to a commercial. We'll come back. And these two incredible Americans are going to be with me for the rest of the hour. And joining me in studio is Scott Uhlinger. We've quick become good friends. And yes, you can trust a CIA operations officer. He's a former CIA operations officer and co-host of a podcast called The Station Chief. And you can he joins the show today. But the podcast, where do people find that at, Scott?
Hey there. The podcast is, you can just go to www.thestationchief.com, and then it'll switch it to another site, and then you can listen to it there. We record once a week. So we recorded yesterday talking about the latest in intelligence in the world.
Which is interesting, because also joining me via phone. I was almost said sat phone. Tried to make it sound better. Is Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent and NYPD officer, contributing editor at Conservative Review. And you're all over the place as well. I got very prolific people here with me today. Dan, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, man, things are busy. A lot going on in the world. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you could say that again. So interesting, you know, now in on the show, you have a Navy SEAL FBI agent, you have a CIA operations officer and station chief, and you have a Secret Service agent and NYPD officer. I literally think we could take over Washington, D.C.
Sounds like a meeting of the Penguin, Catwoman, and Mr. Freeze or something.
I don't know where you came up with that.
It's like an alphabet soup of federal agencies, right? USSS, CIA, FBI, USMS. Sheesh, fill up the whole alphabet.
And we're obviously some of the more brighter ones that have worked in these agencies because we're no longer with them.
Yeah, I left a long time ago. Preserve my sanity.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let's start with that, Dan. You have worked, like all three of us have skirted Washington, D.C., because whenever you're in any of these agencies, you're going to deal with the politics of Washington, D.C., period. And especially from the top down, the political appointees, the deputy directors and executives, it's all politics. But you were bathed in it, working in and around Obama in the White House. In retrospect, what was that like? And did you, I know you were working, you were in there for the mission, but were there things that, in retrospect, if you would have just been a civilian, you would have been going, what is going on in government?
Yeah, I mean, the story I tell all the time is, you know, these congressional members, they get pins to wear on their lapels around the White House. And we'd go out on some foreign trips and things like that. We'd have congressional members along with us. And there were a couple who shall remain nameless and people who would take the pin off. And they'd wait for you to challenge them. They would only do it so they could tell you who they were. And I remember going home to my wife being like, is this for real? Like, do you know who I am? Like, they do that on purpose. I mean, I don't think people really understand in the listening audience just how polluted the D.C. cesspool is. I mean, I know you guys get it. Mm-hmm. But it's a total disaster full of really, really disingenuous, you know, dishonest people. And, you know, that's why I'm behind Trump and cleaning this swamp out.
Well, so, listen, that's a perfect place. We'll take the break right now. We're going to come back. You're going to be with me for the rest of the hour. And we are going to go over this some more, definitely. Dan Bongino. Dan, what's your Twitter handle?
At the Bongino.
Okay, we'll be right back on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. And this is Jonathan Gillum filling in for Sean Hannity on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. That was some swanky music coming in there. I kind of like feel like we're having a round table in like a gambling parlor after listening to that music. But joining me now in the round table is Dan Bongino. Dan Bongino, I'm sure all of you know who he is, former Secret Service agent, NYPD, contributing editor at Conservative Review, and Scott Uhlinger in studio. He's a former CIA operations officer and co-host of a podcast, The Station Chief. You can find them both on Twitter. You can find Scott at The Station Chief and Dan Bongino at Dan Bongino. Is that what it is?
No, at D. Bongino.
D. Bongino, gotcha. And yeah. You can find me, Jay Gilliam underscore SEAL, and on Facebook at Jonathan T. Gilliam, where I do a show called The Experts every weeknight. It's about an hour, and I've had Scott on there. Dan, I got to get you on there. It's we try to avoid talking heads like you can continuously see on television. And you know, we were having Dan getting back to what, and then I'm going to bring Scott in. Getting back to what you were saying before we left about the madness in D.C. and the politics, we were talking off air about how similar media is to politics in the way that. There's just not a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that are veterans, not a lot of people that are real experts in any specific field. Really, more than less, they're attorneys. And in the media, it's, you know, I don't know what they even base it on anymore. What makes people angry? I don't know. I can't tell because there's so few actual experts and so many just talking heads that it gets aggravating.
Yeah, I was laughing the other day. I was talking to a friend, and I was saying how watching media people who have the IQ of like a peanut try to break down Trump's budget and the CBO report, I kind of laughed. I said, watching them do financial analysis and economics, they can't even do journalism. And we're expecting them to do finance and economics? I mean, it's embarrassing. What's really insulting is, having run for office a few times and having dealt with these idiots, is even when you present them with completely contradictory information to the set of what they believe to be facts, they will still deny it. It's almost like they're like a Jim Jones-type mob of liberal buffoons, like the Borg in that Star Trek series or something. They all follow like this central leader. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, that's why, again, I applaud, you know, the Trump administration for taking these people on and not kowtowing to them.
You know, what's interesting is those same people you're talking about, they're talking about, they'll be talking about health care, or they'll turn around, you see them on the next show, they're talking about the war in Syria and how, somehow how they have a better plan than somebody like you or Scott Uhlinger here, I forgot, was also in the Navy. Scott, you know, what do you, you're kind of new to media, but you've been, you were in service for quite a long time. This whole Russian story must be just, I mean, from an investigative standpoint, and, you know, CIA operations officers are, in their, in a way, investigators,
sure,
because you're running sources and trying to find information.
Yep.
This must just spin your head.
Yeah, sure. The you know, I've been dealing with this now, doing commentary and all for Fox for quite a while now. But, yeah, the amount of ignorance is astonishing, what you see in the regular mainstream media. You know, and I love how the Democratic progressives suddenly wake up and suddenly they are concerned about Russia when they've been apologists for Russia going back to around the time I was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you look at who, for instance, Hillary Clinton's mentor was, Saul Alinsky, a professed communist. When you look at Mayor de Blasio's strange background of close ties and actually working for communists, it's just strange.
Or even you have the director, former director of the CIA, Director Brennan, who apparently voted for Gus Hall of the American Communist Party in the first election he could vote in. How that guy got, you know, the highest security clearance and got into CIA, I can't even begin to guess.
You know, I'm going to have Drago on here in a little bit, who is a Navy SEAL, retired as a Navy SEAL, but he was a Polish, I guess you would call him defector, or not defector, he wasn't with the Polish government, but he was an immigrant, but he came over during the, when they were communists, and actually stayed almost 2 years in a communist prison, or internment camp, as they called it, for propaganda against the Communist Party. But he, you know, when he talks about the reality of what he saw and what we see now, it is striking. It is absolutely striking.
Sure, it's true. I mean, you know, I lived in the former Soviet Union for 12 years, so I you know, spent half, you know, one third of my life living in the former Soviet Union and seeing what socialism did to whole societies. Talking to friends, talking to people who had just seen utter horrors, and including my own wife. My wife is Moldovan, and you know, some of her experiences with the socialized medical system in Moldova would, you know, it would frighten you to the marrow.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, you know, when you were in the NYPD and in the Secret Service, did you see things? Scott was running over some stats from Europe and the way that the more terrorism amps up over there, it seems like the less they do. Did you see, because I know when I was in the FBI and before that I was doing contracting, doing threat assessments all over the country for DHS, you know, the Secret Service is in charge of most of these major events, for the security of those major events. Did you ever see any evidence of politics trying to throttle stuff back just strictly for political reasons?
You know, ironically, or maybe not ironically, in my line of work, when you're protecting the president, that's one of the few areas where, no, politics doesn't get involved. And, you know, in the Secret Service, every country you go to, you'll get an intel brief from the chief of station, from the RSO, who's ever available, whoever has the deepest body of knowledge on a specific topic. So you get a really good flavor for what's going on around the world. Now, I'll never have the body of knowledge that your other guest, Scott, I believe, has on Russia or the Soviet Union. I only spend, you know, 3-4 months over there. But the interesting thing about agents is you get kind of a different flavor for what's going on globally because you visit all these countries. And it's just, it's strange. And when the president's own safety is involved, and I say strange because nobody seems to care about the American citizen. Politics gets involved all the time. Like, you know, in the NYPD, God forbid, we surveil a mosque. Even if someone in that mosque is calling for, like, death to America, we can't do that without checking with the mosque first. because, you know, innocent American citizens may die. But I assure you, if God forbid that was a threat to the President of the United States in that mosque, the Secret Service would be in there tomorrow and no one would even, you know, bat an eyelash at us. I mean, we didn't ask permission to do it. So it really speaks to the bifurcation of the society we have right now with the political elites when their cabooses are on the line and something tragically could happen to them, John. Nothing, you know, no big deal, guys, do what you got to do. But when it's the American citizen, then all of a sudden it's like, wait. You know, I know in the FBI, you guys, I hear from agents a lot that said when they were doing cases that involved potential radical Islamic terror, that they had, you know, to check with 100 different people before they interviewed someone. I mean, it's just, it's pathetic. It just, again, goes to show how society treats the political elites differently than, you know, the great unwashed, you know, all the rest of us.
Sounds a lot like basically the same sort of thing where politicians are always trying to restrict our Second Amendment rights, and it's easy for them because they have, you know, a retinue of 10 people around them heavily armed. You know, they don't have to worry about protecting their family.
Let's play real quick cut five. This is General Kelly, John Kelly, head of DHS.
It's everywhere. It's constant. We've had four major terrorist attacks in a week in four different places, obviously Manchester, Egypt, Philippines, and Indonesia, by the same groups. It's nonstop. The good news is for us in America, we have amazing people protecting us every day, DHS, obviously, FBI, fighting the away game is DOD, Department of Defense, CIA, NSA, working with these incredible allies we have in Europe and around the world. But it can happen almost here anytime. I was telling Steve on the way in here, if he knew what I know about terrorism, he'd never leave the house in the morning. Yeah. But the good news is, again, we're the finest men and women in uniform, out of uniform, police officers, local law enforcement, New York City cops protecting us.
You know, it's interesting, guys. When I was in the FBI here in New York City, I ran the special events program for a couple of years. That was really where I think my talents and expertise and experience came together, because I was able to do to actually take a forward step and do things that hadn't been done before in the Bureau in that environment, which is put them out a little bit further ahead of the curve instead of just being responders, to actually act on stuff and have a command post in Times Square and you know, big operations orders where everything was coordinated. And I literally was pulled into my assistant special agent in charge's office at one point, and he says, "Sit down." Of course, I knew that wasn't good. And he's like, you're doing a great job. And I'm like, okay, where's this going? I was like, thank you. He goes, "Stop doing it. You're pissing everybody off." That's right. What he said. And that was like an eye-opening experience. He goes, "Your job is to shake hands, not go out there and run a small military unit." So I was like, okay, well, all right, I'll shake hands then. But I was shocked by that. It was especially when you have the head of DHS. I mean, this wasn't that long ago. I was in the Bureau 4 years ago.
Right.
So it's not like anything's changed.
Right.
In fact, it's probably gotten better because less people are coming across the border.
Feel-good security as opposed to real security.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, John, you know, these guys, I think what we saw on the inside, and I've been making this case for a couple of days since the Manchester attack now, well, for a long time, not just me, but many others as well, we have to stop being firemen. I mean, that's what we're doing right now.
Right.
We're putting out fires afterwards. We have to be arsonists. We have to do what you were trying to do in that case. We have to go shake the trees, and I call them the two S's. We have to build out our surveillance, physical surveillance infrastructure. You know the FBI can't handle the surveillance cases they need to handle. You know it. Everybody knows it. We also have to start developing our sources in these communities and stop being so PC about it. You know, we don't need to tell someone and get a form filled out and the signature of the President of the United States every time someone goes to interview someone in a largely, Islamic-based community. I mean, it's just absurd. We have to go start fires and stop putting them out afterwards, or else we're never going to fix this problem.
Yeah, that's why it wasn't a surprise to me what happened over in Manchester. And we're going to come back and talk about that a little bit more in just a minute. And also, I'm going to try to use the word bifurcation, which Dan just used a minute ago in his sentence.
I had dictionary.com up. I cheated.
You can find me on Twitter, @JGilliam_SEAL, and on Facebook, @JonathanTGilliam. You can find Dan on Twitter @DBongino and Scott Ullinger @TheStationChief. All of us will be back here in just a minute.
Besides like all the weird stuff that goes around on the internet, which is, you know, sometimes a great place, but an absolute, underbelly mob pit of horribleness.
Right.
I think, like, the greatest thing that we can do now is just unite as people, as, like, fan bases, all of it, you know? Because I think, like, there, like, as much, you know, whatever we say behind people's backs, because the internet can be a little bit ruthless as far as fan bases go, but I think that the greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other and, like, no barriers, no borders. Like, we all need to just coexist.
True.
Okay, this is Jonathan Gill. I'm filling in for Sean Hannity on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. And that was the only thing that could make you dumber than The View on television. And, you know, again, I've never used the word bifurcation, but I'm going to think that her brain has been bifurcated. And I don't want to love on any of you guys, quite honestly.
Thank you for that.
And
yes.
And what is this? We need to have a united fan base. What does that mean?
Well, it's obviously, I mean, Katy Perry, my apologies to the lady, but the woman does not have two brain cells to rub together at this point, I think. And, you know, once in a while, people, I'm sure a lot of listeners have seen, you know, coexist bumper stickers on cars and all. But the problem is when those bumper stickers are put out, the people who are reading them are not the ones who need to take that message to heart. I know I have to coexist with my fellow human beings. In fact, I've been quite good at it, and I'm sure, as we all have. It's the people who don't read the bumper stickers who have the problem coexisting with the rest of us, and hence we have disasters like Manchester.
Go ahead, Dan. Dan's speechless.
I was just saying, he summed it up great. Listen, liberalism is a bumper sticker. Liberalism, Thomas Sowell used to talk about this all the time, how liberalism is only first-order thinking. And first-order thinking is reading the bumper sticker that says coexist and going, like that sounds really great, man, as you're smoking your doobie and your pushy pajamas or your hot cocoa. I mean, that's it. See, conservatives and libertarians and good Republicans, not the fraudulent rhinos out there, people like us, we have to think second order and go, okay, what does that mean when I say coexist and the dude takes a sickle blade and, like, lops my head off and then goes after my kids next? Like, right. I don't think he's buying into the bumper sticker like I am. I mean, but that's liberals. They stop at the first order effects. They never go past step one, ever, you know?
Yeah. Scott, go ahead.
No, I just couldn't have said that better myself. That's absolutely true, you know.
And you've been overseas. Both of you have been overseas.
I lived in the Muslim world for many years.
30 seconds before we got to go, to just tell everybody the reality of outside the United States, how bad and deplorable violent it actually is at times.
Right, it can be. Another thing that's unfortunate is that a lot of times the foreign media outlets, they receive their feed from liberal news media in the United States.
Oh,
so
man.
Oftentimes they have a distorted view of the United States because they're basically watching CNN and taking that to be the gospel if you're in a Romania or maybe even or certainly a Germany with their liberal media. See?
Same thing with Washington, D.C. and California and Chicago and New York. Dan, listen, Dan Bongino, how do they find you on a regular basis, Dan?
Yeah, Bongino.com, Bongino.com. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother, and have a great Memorial Day and honor all those that died for our freedom. And Scott, how do we find you?
Oh, I'm at thestationchief.com.
There you go. And both of them are on Twitter. You can find them, search their names, D. Bongino and The Station Chief on Twitter. And Jay_Gilliam_Seal. We're going to be back talking to a few great Americans that are on the local level in politics. We'll be right back. This is Jonathan Gilliam back for the second hour of the Sean Hannity Radio Show on this Memorial Day weekend as we kick off. And I would like to say, I know people a lot of times don't get this when I say it, in celebration of those that have fallen, we need to honor those who have fallen for us. That's what Memorial Day is. Memorial Day and Veterans Day, it's completely different, and people get these things confused. Memorial Day is in honor of those that have fallen in battle, and it's important for us to remember not to necessarily just simply mourn those that have fallen, but to honor them by living free, thinking free, being your best, using your freedom to be your best. That is what is so awesome about this country and those that defend it, is that they are volunteering their lives and their time for your freedom to defend it. Now, I want to play real quick before we go to our guests, a song, just a part of the song. It's called West Point to Arlington. West Point to Arlington was co-written by Iraqi war veteran Sean Nickett in memory of his friend, Special Forces Captain Andrew Peterson Kill, who lost his life serving in Afghanistan on March 11th, 2013. Sean wrote the song for the Nashville-based nonprofit Operation Song, which empowers both veterans and active-duty military to share their stories through songwriting. Now, West Point to Arlington is sung by Nashville singer-songwriter Ward Davis, and the song is available on iTunes for download. All the proceeds from the song go to charity, and you can also listen to it on Hannity.com, but you should also go purchase it. Go ahead.
Driving home from work today, tears rolling down my face, couldn't help but stop and pray for your family, wouldn't but just last May, you told me about your fiance and how proud you were of that Green Beret and going overseas. But you had a job that was bigger than yourself. Now I'm trying to live a life worthy of your sacrifice, to be the husband and the father you never got to be. And now
that, folks, what an incredible song. That's West Point to Arlington. I think the name of the song tells you everything you need to know. Written by Sean Nickett in memory of his friend, Special Forces Captain Andrew Peterson Kill, who lost his life serving in Afghanistan on March 11th, 2013, for your freedom. You can get that song on iTunes, and all proceeds go to charity. Go check it out. Now, let's talk about some other great Americans, two people. So as I was talking about earlier in the show, I spent the last first part of the third of this month. I left on the 5th of May, went to Myrtle Beach, spoke to the Special Operations Wounded Warrior Dinner, then went to Oxford, North Carolina, spoke there, had a town hall meeting, went to Raynell, West Virginia, had another meeting with some guys. All this was on my Facebook Live show, The Experts, that's on every night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Went from Raynell, West Virginia, I went to Norfolk, Virginia, then Raynell, West Virginia. Did the Norfolk show in front of the battleship, the USS Wisconsin. Went to Raynell, then from Raynell to Arkansas, was in with the Saline County Republican Party, and which Kerry Murphy, who's going to be on here in just a minute, is a part of. Then went up to Detroit. Spoke there to the 13th District Republican Party, and then had dinner with Cheryl Constantino, who we're going to talk to here in a minute, is a mayor pro temp out of Harper Woods, Michigan, and her family. And then made my way down to see my good buddy Drago, who was going to be on here in the 5 o'clock hour with Navy SEAL, spent time in a Polish prison fighting for freedom, and then made my way back to New York to host this show. All of that was done on the dime of people going to my GoFundMe page, and all the people that I talked to, with the exception of the big speeches, were where you, the American people, got out, got people together, and then asked me to come there, and I brought my camera, my stage, my show, and gave you the mic. So let's talk about Cheryl Constantino for just a second before we bring her on. She's a wife and a mother. 5 terms as mayor pro temp of Harper Woods, just outside of Detroit. She's got 2 master's degrees. She's a U.S. Army veteran, 13 years in the Air Force, enlisted and officer. She's chairman of the Wayne County Republican Committee, vice chair of the 14th Congressional Republican Committee, teacher in a large urban charter school, and a business owner. I mean, listen, folks, if you think that you're serving and you're not meeting that, then you need to step it up a little bit, because that is service to the country. Now let's talk about Kerry Murphy. I grew up with Kerry Murphy. He is and is just an amazing, another amazing American, United States Marine Corps Sergeant, combat veteran of Desert Shield and Desert Storm. In fourth term of Benton City Council in Benton, Arkansas over 7 years, works on congressional campaigns, was an alternate delegate to the Republican National Convention, the first vice chair to the Saline County Republican Committee of Arkansas, small business owner. Kerry Murphy promotions gun and knife shows, puts on gun shows across Arkansas. Welcome to both of you, Cheryl and Kerry. I can't think, I mean, literally, I've been all over this country, and I think you all really set the standard for exceptionalism. I think all the people that came out and actually participated are setting the example and the standard for unifying. But thank you both on behalf of all those that serve. And I'm sure that those that have fallen that we honor this weekend, they would say, if they were here standing before you, thank you for not wasting your life and actually going above and beyond. So thank you both. Cheryl,
thank you, Cheryl,
let me just ask you real quick. I wanted, yeah. We're going to have to take a break here in a second, but let's start with you. Ladies first, Kerry. So
okay.
When you're both veterans, you both serve in government, but at a lower, at a city level, not in the federal level. What do you think, Cheryl? And we talked about this on my show where I had you all on last night. What is the biggest difference between the federal government and state and local governments where they actually get stuff done?
Yeah, well, there's several differences. First of all, there are just so many layers of the federal government that it makes it difficult to get any changes made, and it just takes longer to make any changes. The second thing is that the federal government is just like so far away from the people and their concerns that they don't really feel the effects of what they do. And where the local governments, they have a quicker response. The public is more involved. It has easier access to their officials. And it's a lot easier to make changes. And at the local level, if the local government officials make a change that the people don't like, the people have the option of leaving that local area and going somewhere else if they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger the level of government, the more difficult it is and the more expensive it is to get anything done. The state in Michigan is trying to take away some local control of zoning. And that would leave, you know, the local municipalities just stuck with whatever decisions they make. The local municipalities should be allowed to determine what's in the best interest of their own communities. At times, the federal government is too far-reaching and makes decisions that have expensive impacts or has consequences that are difficult to manage.
Well, also, I think it's harder to hide when you're paying closer attention to your political party than you are the people on the local level. And, Kerry, you and I talked about this quite a bit when I was there in Arkansas. I mean, you've worked on bigger campaigns, and then you are a city councilman. I mean, how difficult or how noticeable would it be for a city official to be noticed if they're not doing something right? And what would happen?
Well, the people in the town, they're always FOI-ing. Somebody is trying to find out what's said or what's written. It's so much like she said on a local level. You go out in town to go buy groceries and you're seeing Joe Blow and he's talking to you about his drainage issue or animal control or, hey, why, you know, what's this issue coming up to vote about? It's just more personable. You get that hands on and you don't have all the red tape. It is that you got a committee meeting, you vote and you have the mayor. I mean, so if it comes out of committee and you got your 10 people on the council, you get to vote. And it's done. And when you get into the state legislatures and the Congress, there's so many of them that everybody has a different idea and an opinion, mm-hmm. and they all try to get something for their district. And that's where I see, you know, the money aspect up in so much for the lobbyists and how much money floats around up there. You don't have that on the local level. If you do, somebody's going to find out or rat you out, and you're going to go to jail.
Right. Let's take a break real quick. I want to, so we can come back and have more time. And I want to talk about your service, both of you, your service to this country, and how that has made a difference in your ability to lead in politics, because that is rare in Washington, D.C. as well. So stand by. We'll be right back. This is Jonathan T. Gilliam. You can find me on Facebook at Jonathan T. Gilliam. You can also find me on Twitter at jgilliam_seal and on my own webpage, www.jonathantgilliam.com. Let me know what you think. I don't care how you find me. Let me know what you think. And tune in for my show, The Experts, every night on Facebook Live at 9 p.m. We'll be right back. This is Jonathan Gilliam filling in for my good buddy Sean Hannity on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. And coming back now and joining me again is Cheryl Costantino, Mayor Pro Temp of Harper Woods, Michigan, U.S. Army veteran. Yeah, you're U.S. Air Force veteran, aren't you?
Yeah, pardon?
You're U.S. Air Force or Army?
Army. I'm an Army veteran.
Yeah, I said Air Force earlier. I apologize for that. And Kerry Murphy, he's city council member in Benton, Arkansas, also a United States Marine Corps a veteran of both the Gulf War and the Iraq War. And so here's what I want to ask you all before we left. How has military service shaped you as a political leader? Because the majority of people that serve in politics these days are not veterans, and they don't know the crisis management, the task organization, the streamlining and the effective thinking, the mission-oriented mindset. They don't understand and they don't know that. So what is it that's about that that's helped you? And how do you think it's helped you? Go ahead, Cheryl.
I think for me, there's several reasons or several things that being a veteran has helped with. Everything ranging from the process of how things are done, but also just the fact that I've seen more of the world than I have just in my own little corner. I've been to other countries. I've been to other states, and I see what's working other places. I see how repressive it is in other places, and I can take back all the best ideas to my community and use that as something to help my residents.
Gotcha. And Kerry, what about yourself?
Well, I think, one, the service, honesty, integrity, serving other people. You know, I never think of anybody better than myself. Everybody puts their britches on one leg at a time. I think being in the service has taught me to, you know, to care for other folks, because, you know, you're always looking out for your buddy next to you in the foxhole. But when it comes to pressure, I don't let anybody get the pressure on me. I mean, I've been into combat, and when somebody starts trying to strong-arm you or something, or they say, oh, you can't take it, or they're yelling at you, I just stay calm and collected, because there's nothing, you know, politics is, it's not worse than war. I just look at it as some people try to play a game with it, and I just don't play.
Let's play cut two, because I want people to hear a complete opposite version of the truth from what Cheryl and Kerry are talking. This is Hillary Clinton. Let's hear what she has to say.
You are graduating at a time when there is a full-fledged assault on truth and reason. Just log on to social media for 10 seconds. It will hit you right in the face. People denying science, concocting elaborate, hurtful conspiracy theories about child abuse rings operating out of pizza parlors. Drumming up rampant fear.
So we got to go to a break, so I can't play all that. But the reality is she basically is just saying that where there's a full-fledged assault on truth and reason. And that's basically coming from her. But listen, guys, I got to cut it short, unfortunately. Cheryl Costantino, okay. Kerry Murphy, everybody can find you guys on Twitter. We'll be right back on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. This is Jonathan Gilliam filling in for Sean Hannity on the aptly named Sean Hannity Radio Show. It's his show, and I'm filling in. Those of you who don't know me, well, you should get to know me. I am a former Navy SEAL, Federal Air Marshal Security Contractor, FBI Special Agent, and now somehow I've gotten into radio. I guess that comes from being Southern and knowing how to talk and having the gift of gab. But, you know, here's what I was thinking. I know somebody else who's got the gift of gab, and he's a truth teller, as am I. And I'm always on his show, which is out of, I believe, Louisiana. The one, the only, the Reverend C.L. Bryant. Sir, it is always good to be on your show. And now it's good to have the tables turned and be hosting you on the Sean Hannity Radio Show.
Glad to be with you, Jonathan. As always, it's great to be with you, my friend.
So you're the creator of the film Runaway Slave. What was that about? I have not seen that movie. I'm not going to lie.
Jonathan, that was an award-winning film. It won the Crystal Dove Award for best documentary and limited release. And it was a race to free the black community from the grips, from the throes of progressive liberalism that has led them to the path that they are on now, a very destructive path that does not allow them to enjoy the fruits of liberty in this country.
You know, we were starting to play a Hillary Clinton clip when we went to break. Let's go ahead and play the rest of that, because I think this kind of speaks to what you're talking about exactly in describing the Democratic Party and where they've fled to. This is Hillary Clinton speaking at Wesleyan College, I believe. Let's go ahead. Wesley.
You are graduating at a time when there is a full-fledged assault on truth and reason. Just log on to social media for 10 seconds. It will hit you right in the face. People denying science, concocting elaborate, hurtful conspiracy theories about child abuse rings operating out of pizza parlors. Drumming up rampant fear about undocumented immigrants, Muslims, minorities, the poor, turning neighbor against neighbor and sowing division at a time when we desperately need unity. Some are even denying we see with our own eyes, like the size of crowds.
So I'm sorry that painfully had to put you through that, CL, but and Lauren was correcting me. I'm from the South. How do you say that?
Yes, please say it the elitist way. It's Wellesley College.
Wellesley College. Well, whatever it is. She still sounded like a fool and could have been, bitter. And it's interesting how she went to the pizza parlor issue, which is very odd for all the stuff that has been brought up about that she would even go there. But getting back with UCL, this is the nonsense that I'm sure you were speaking about in that video, but also that I've heard you talk about how they're going around now and systematically destroying memorials that have anything to do with the Civil War, in the South.
That's right, Jonathan. And the one thing that we cannot do is rewrite history. You can teach history, but you shouldn't rewrite it.
Right.
In fact, we should learn from it. There is a teachable moment in America at this point in time to show just how victorious our nation has been through it all, through the ups, the downs, the dark times, and the certain bright times that this country offers. And, Jonathan, let me say this. My grandfather told me, because there is certainly an emotional upheaval and a fan that is trying to steer up the flames of racial emotion in this country. You see it on college campuses and everywhere you go. My grandfather told me that he didn't go through all that he went through so that I could be black. He told me that he went through everything that he went through so that I could be free. Free to go where he would never go. Free to do the things that he would never do, but above all, free to speak my mind. And Hillary Clinton is a direct assault against those types of principles.
Yeah, I'm reading it. While you're talking, I'm reading the headlines in some of these stories that Lauren gave me. A minority students feel marginalized by historic buildings imposing masculine panel. Yell to rename Calhoun College after protest. Here's a good one. Columbia hosts 6 multicultural graduation ceremonies, including individual ceremonies for Black, Latino, Gay, Native American, and Asian. Black students at UC Santa Cruz threaten more takeovers. Here's an incredible one. Class focused on great Greco-Roman books may be changed after students complain it's too white.
As I was saying to you, my grandfather was illiterate.
Yeah.
He would have loved to have the opportunity to be at a college and admitted into a college. Here we have students on a college campus taking over the college, demanding something that doesn't that is already there, that is already theirs. When we look at the opportunity that these kids, red, yellow, black, and white, have in this country as we face commemorating our fallen soldiers who paid the price for our liberty,
mm-hmm.
when we look at the opportunities that they have today and the foolishness and the way they allow themselves to be used as pawns by an old white progressive liberal, George Soros, who bankrolls this foolishness, it is absurd. And it is shameful to watch just how they are allowing themselves to be used by this progressive liberal agenda.
Now, we're on the radio, right? You're not here with me. You're via the telephone. And there's no way to tell the color of your skin versus the color of my skin if nobody's ever listened to us or knows who we are. We can just simply listen to the words that you say and make a judgment on your morals and ethics and from the words that you speak. That to me is exactly how we should start looking at people. I can't believe that we've gone back to the point where we were in the 60s, except this time it's as if these different groups are instigating it themselves based on the color of their skin or their sexuality or their gender when people aren't even making anything out of it. And instead of standing up and saying, I'm free, I can do whatever I want, they get hung up on this.
There is a lack of character, Jonathan, that these young people today, in fact, there may be two generations that they're not bringing to the table. Character means that you're judged on what you bring to the table. But what we find is that there is a regression that is going on in this country, where we once heard Dr. King saying that he would want us to reach a point in time in this country where we would want to be judged by the content of character, not by the color of skin. These days, we find the exact opposite,
right,
where you have people wanting to be judged by the color of their skin and not by what they bring to the table in their character.
Yeah, I've watched I watched CNN before and watched them say, literally, when you have somebody like Charles Blow or any other number of insane, idiotic people on there talking, and they point out at least like 30 times in a segment the color of their skin. And I don't get where the fascination has come, where we've bypassed freedom and gotten to this point. But listen, I know that the communists hated Martin Luther King for what he stood for. There's no doubt in my mind. But we got about a minute left, and I want to give you the opportunity to just for a minute forget about all this nonsense and all these race baiters and haters. Just tell the American people what Memorial Day means to you and what it means for those who have given their life to this country and to your freedom.
Absolutely, and I want everyone to follow me at Rev, R-E-V, at Rev C.L. Bryant, and, of course, tune us in throughout the nation on our flagship station, 710 Keel, 101.1 FM. Download the free C.L. Bryant Show app. Jonathan, what it means to me is that we are endowed, and there are people that have paid a price for the great endowment that we enjoy in this country. the endowment that is given to us by our Creator. But it comes at a cost. And this weekend and then on Monday, we celebrate, or we don't celebrate, but we honor. We honor the lives. And yes, we do celebrate their lives.
Sure.
But those paid the ultimate price. All gave some. Some gave all. And let's honor those who gave all so that you and I, two Southern boys,
mm-hmm.
can have this conversation, one white, one black. In America, in a free America. And I really thank you. And tell my good buddy, Sean, that I said hello.
I sure will. I sure will, CL. And thank you again for having me on your show all the time and letting me tell the truth. CL Bryant, the Reverend CL Bryant, creator of the film Runaway Slave and host of the CL Bryant Show. Thank you very much, my friend. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
God bless.
This is the Sean Hannity Radio Show. We'll be right back. This is Jonathan Gillum filling in for Sean Hannity on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. Man, I had my mic turned up so much in my ears that, dadgum, I was about to go blind. I was about to go deaf. I don't know. Somehow the sound was making my eyes go bad. All right, listen, I'm going to bring on real quick, since it's Memorial Day, and so many of our great patriots have fallen in support of freedom. I figured I'd bring another veteran on to talk about what we can do to help veterans stay alive if they're still, if they're coming home and carrying concealed or if they're in law enforcement. My good buddy Billy Gibbons, Gulf War veteran, 9/11 survivor, and founder of Veterans MFG. Veterans MFG is a Texas-based veteran-owned and operated manufacturer of ultralight body armor. I know I got Billy gave me one of them. It's a shirt. It's got plates in the front and a plate in the back. And everybody was literally drooling over it when I took it with me around the country on my tour. Ultralight body armor and other ballistic products for law enforcement, fire departments, EMS, and general public. Welcome, Mr. Gibbons.
Hey, good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
What's going on, buddy? Is that adequate? Did I explain what you guys do adequately?
You hit it right on the nose. We're just a couple of guys. You know, we're family men, and we're here in Texas, and we try to make the best gear we can for American law enforcement and first responders and the public.
Now, you won the 2017 Veterans Business Battle. That's Shark Tank for Veterans at Rice University. And what did tell me about how that went.
Oh, that was amazing. Rice University here, the Jones School of Business, has a really excellent MBA program. And they have a lot of Navy SEALs and a lot of Special Forces and Tier 1 guys who attend. And the EO through the Jones School, that's the Entrepreneurship Organization, mm-hmm. they want to support other veterans. So it's a Shark Tank for veterans. And we took home a great prize. It was a debt and equity deal that's allowed us to inventory and test and R&D and all kinds of great stuff.
Now, one
really, really great organization.
The one thing that you let me try on, or actually you provided me with one, it's a T-shirt, but it has a plate. How much does that plate weigh?
That plate weighs 17 ounces.
17 ounces, and that goes in the front and in the back of this T-shirt, and it'll
Correct.
Stop what rounds? I should probably know this since you gave it to me.
Yeah, every pistol... so every basic run-of-the-mill pistol all the way up to an FN 5.7 in an SS 198. Now, that's a really unique round, but that's a little tiny armor-piercing bullet.
Mm-hmm.
It will also stop 12-gauge shotgun,
Interesting.
Which is just unheard of.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, when you're wearing it, you completely forget that it's on because it's literally so light. And I actually had similar material in my backpack when I carry my backpack. And that's an excellent point Lauren just made, is that this is good stuff for kids for their school to put in their backpacks.
Yes, absolutely. That's the number two use for these, is actually parents buying them to put them in their kids' backpacks. It's so light. You know, it's a horrible thing to think about, but it's, you know, better to have and not need, of course. And they're certainly affordable.
Hey, look at Manchester. It's what happens when people aren't ready, aren't aware, and they and things happen, they don't have a plan to react. You should have a plan to react.
Sure.
A plan to act.
Folks who aren't comfortable carrying, you know, I mean, I'm comfortable carrying pretty much anywhere, but just for defensive purposes, you know,
sure.
It's a product that's never going to hurt you. It's only going to help you. You can't have an accident with body armor.
And how do they find you? Tell me that real quick.
Absolutely. Just go to our website. It's vetsmfg.com. That's VETSMFG.com. And all of our equipment is available for sale there. And we're also looking for retailers around the country. We have about 40. We're looking for more. We've actually signed on 40 in just about 3 months.
You got it. God bless you, brother. Thank you for your service, and we'll raise a toast tonight in honor of all those that have lost their lives, in honor of our freedom. And thank you for continuing to do what you do, Billy. This is Jonathan Gillum filling in for Sean Hannity on the Sean Hannity Radio Show. We'll be right back. You can find me on Twitter. Go follow me on Twitter, JGillum_SEAL. This is Jonathan Gillum back in the hot seat for my good buddy Sean Hannity. And this has been an incredible show. I mean, when you think about the people that we've talked to, the people that the veterans that we've talked to, I mean, so many veterans on this show in various career fields. You know, Scott Ullinger, Navy veteran, CIA operations officer. We had Cheryl. Man, I always Cheryl Constantino. I can always forget her last name. And she is. Yeah, an Army veteran. Yeah, not Air Force. I'm sorry about that, Cheryl. No, I love the Air Force. I'm just kidding. But she is the mayor pro temp at Harper Woods. My good buddy, Kerry Murphy, former Marine and a city council member in Benton, Arkansas. I mean, this is how you continue to serve, folks. This is how you, when you get out of the military, for those of you that are having hard times, those of you that have lost friends and battle or in training or people that have just died, listen, and it's gotten to you, or you feel like your life isn't worth anything now that you're out because your life went from 100 to zero, you need to realize you can still serve this country. You don't have to serve in city council or as a mayor. I mean, I've been driving around the country, sleeping in the back of my Suburban with my dog Rico, meeting people all over the country and making links for unity between these different cities. I'm telling you, if you just get in your vehicle and drive for a while, the veterans that are out there that are having a hard time, just do something crazy. Put a ground pad in your car and a sleeping bag and just leave for a week or a weekend. Just start driving and don't stop. You will be amazed at how good you feel to get out and stretch a little bit and leave the apartment or the house behind. And also, if you just have an inkling to serve, there's other ways. There's still a fight. There is a war going on in this country right now that is a subversive war. We have a domestic enemy that is far more dangerous than anything that ISIS or Islam could ever present. It's communism. It's globalism. It's socialism. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's all the same. It's all exactly focused on the exact same thing. And it's important for you all to realize that you do make a difference. And we talk about, especially on this weekend, those that have given their lives in service, in military service, those that have fallen. But we also shouldn't forget on a daily basis the number of police officers that fall, firefighters who give their lives saving people, paramedics who are responding and have accidents. We shouldn't forget about the experience that and the expertise that guys like Dan Bongino has, who served in the Secret Service protecting the President of the United States, one that most people would not want to protect. And then before that, as an NYPD officer. And this is service. That's what this weekend is all about, honoring the fallen for their sacrifice. But the rest of the year, you should be honoring them for their sacrifices by living a good life, unifying, living free. So why don't we do this? I'm going to take a call real quick. And then what we're going to do is we're going to come back. I'm getting a hold of my buddy Drago. And he's going to call in here in just a few minutes. He is a former Navy SEAL, was a Polish citizen that immigrated to the United States, fleeing from communism, and spent almost 2 years in a communist prison. Let's see here. Let's go to, let's take a call. I got to switch to the other computer here. And do we have anybody on here? Okay. Let's go to Jeff in Washington. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, I was just wondering what the difference between or the big hype about Trump colluding with Russia and then the media colluding with the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing about, you know, the crime that Trump has committed of colluding with Russia to affect the outcome of the election. And the media has been caught colluding with Hillary Clinton to affect the outcome of the election. And so I guess this whole thing is just getting dragged on, and I don't really see why we're still stuck on this.
Well,
you know, because there is.
No, go ahead.
I don't know. I'm just a simpleton. I don't really. I mean, I listen to Sean every day.
So listen, okay. First of all, you're not a simpleton. I'm going to tell you exactly what you are. You are somebody who the wool has been pulled from away from your eyes, and you're seeing reality because the very question you are asking is the right question. There was a movie out with Will Smith a while back called I, Robot, and he kept trying to find out what was going on, but the robot was programmed where you had to ask the right question. You, Jeff, are asking the right question. Why? Why is it that this is a big deal, but that's not a big deal? When we look at it and we say, there's evidence for this thing over here, but they keep in Star Wars, look over there. Don't look at this.
Yeah.
This isn't real. And you're seeing it because you're an aware truth seeker, and the A plus B is not equaling C.
Yes.
And it doesn't make sense because all these politicians, like when Hillary Clinton was talking there a minute ago, she wasn't making sense at all. I mean, it was
no.
It's all made up.
That's what triggered my phone call was hearing that. It was just all the bashing of Trump still, and then yet all this that she was, you know, she was found guilty of colluding with the mainstream media to affect the results of the election. And then this whole conspiracy of Trump,
yeah,
it's still being dragged on, and here she did her own attempts to affect the outcome of the election. And by using the media and by using, you know, more domestic and, you know, within the United States, not so foreign, like Russia sounds really scary, but colluding with CNN and the media, that doesn't sound very scary.
But that's even more scary.
You know, but it's just the same thing. It's the same attempt, but yet they're bashing Trump about this, and they have no evidence of it. And I hear it every single day. Every day I listen, I was like, they're still talking about this?
They keep talking every day about collusion with the Russians, when in fact Hillary Clinton colluded with them when she was in the Department of State, giving them a tremendous amount of the uranium mining here inside the United States. But let's play real quick. Let's play cut three of Hillary Clinton.
And by the way, we were furious about the past presidential election of a man whose presidency would eventually end in disgrace with his impeachment for obstruction of justice. After firing the person running the investigation into him at the Department of Justice. But here's what I want you to know. We got through that tumultuous time.
So, interesting there. Everything that they do, everything that they say, and I'm saying they because Hillary Clinton's part of the DNC, everything they do and say, just like a good communist loyalist, just like Saul Alinsky, her mentor, it's made up of big lies that they tell over and over, louder and louder, until people just believe it. Listen, Jeff, thank you very much. You're not a simpleton, my brother. You are asking the right questions, as should the rest of America. This is the Sean Hannity Radio Show. Your guest host filling in today is Jonathan T. Gilliam, former Navy SEAL, Federal Air Marshal, security contractor, FBI special agent here in New York. I've done a lot of stuff, folks. I've done a lot of stuff, and I've seen the way the government actually works. It's highly inefficient. You can find me on Twitter at @JGilliam_SEAL and on Facebook at Jonathan T. Gilliam. And don't forget my show every night, The Experts, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. Coming up next is Drago, who I'm going to have on my show tonight. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back. This is Jonathan Gilliam, and I'm back filling in on the Sean Hannity Radio Show on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 and other stations all around the universe, really. I think if there is life on other planets, they're picking this up somewhere, definitely in this world. And I've been talking about this the entire show, about my Facebook Live and Twitter show. Now I'm able to simulcast that on both social media platforms at the same time, largely due to the fact that I've had such incredible donations from people on my GoFundMe page. It's gofund.me/The Experts Roadshow. You can find that on my Twitter page, jgilliam_seal. You can find that, donate, follow me, and then go to Facebook or Twitter at 9 p.m. jgilliam_seal on Twitter and Jonathan T. Gilliam on Facebook. I got a lot going on in my brain right now. So I want you to be a part of it. The show's called The Experts. It's been The Experts for over a year. And the real reality of it is I don't have talking heads on there. I don't have people that are just opinionated. I have real experts, such as my good buddy Drago, who joins us now from an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States. He is an immigrant from Poland who became an American citizen after spending time in a communist prison because he was doing the same thing that he did over here. You rascal, you were fighting for freedom. You came over here, became an American citizen, then became a Navy SEAL, and did 20 years of service, retired. Now you have an incredible family. You have a real job outside of the military. You're still, it's a brand new career field for you. And you are kind of a go-to guy in a lot of ways for people when they're also looking for truth about what's going on with communism and subversion, because you've lived it.
Absolutely. I lived in communist country for over 20 years, and this is why it is so disturbing for me to see what is going on in our country.
You know,
what was going on in our country for the last 8 years? That was a communist coup, which failed because we elected President Trump, an American.
You know,
president.
I want to play something for you, and I played it earlier. It's so ridiculous, but I think you will be able to explain the mindset that people like this have. And when they are talking about after the Manchester attack on the concert where a bunch of young children were killed, this is Katy Perry, probably one of the most her parents missionaries. I don't know what happened to this girl, but she somehow fell off the good girl wagon. But listen to what she has to say in response to what happened in Manchester. Go ahead.
The thing is, besides like all the weird stuff that goes around on the internet, which is, you know, sometimes a great place, but an absolute, you know, underbelly mob pit of horribleness.
Right.
I think like the greatest thing that we can do now is just unite as people, as like fan bases, all of it, you know, because I think whatever we say behind people's backs, because the internet can be a little bit ruthless as far as fan bases go. But I think that the greatest thing we can do is just unite and love on each other, and like no barriers, no borders. Like we all need to just coexist.
True.
Coexist. What does that sound like to you, Drago?
Good God, it sounds to me like a treason, and I tell you why. After these attacks, if you take a look at Europe, what is going on right now, it is basically Europe is on their knees. These nasty women is now trying to call us to do the same thing in our country. You know, we do need to unite. Yes, we do, but we need to unite against the radical, evil ideology that is fueling these terror acts, and not to disarm ourselves and open our borders and let the same mayhem happen in our country.
See, they just talk about unity for unity's sake, but what's interesting is
this is typical for communists.
Right, and at the same time, they're trying to divide other people who are good, hardworking, free thinkers. They don't want that.
Right. You know, there's a couple of things we need to realize. First of all, the most important is that socialism, Marxist socialism, and national socialism. These are ideologies of the left, and they will use and say whatever needs to be said and used to advance their ideology. Unfortunately, we grew out our own, in our home, our own class of communists and Marxists that took over our schools and universities, and this is what is happening right now. We have people who are unpatriotic, who do not care about our country. They care about their ideology first, and their idea is enemy of my enemy is my friend. So please remember that for communists and socialists, the independent, free, strong country is their enemy. So they want to undermine it, and this is why they will side with anybody to disable or dismantle our country.
Now, I harp on media, the news media, and I harp on all these different elements of the family tree of communism. But I'm an open-minded thinker, and I look at this stuff from a reality standpoint. So what I'm going to do is, when we come back in just a second, we got to take a hard break real quick, Drago, so stay on. Sure. What I want you to talk about are the things, the specific things that people can look for to clue them in on exactly what's happening and who is actually doing it. So stand by. This is Sean Hannity Radio Show. Jonathan T. Gilliam filling in, and you can find me on Twitter, jgilliam_seal. And you can see Drago tonight on my Facebook Live show, The Experts, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is Jonathan Gilliam filling in for my good buddy Sean Hannity, a true patriot, a true American, somebody who stands up for free speech and for free Americans. So, Drago, you're also a free American. You serve this country. You've had brothers fall in battle. We're going to get to that in just a second. But share with the American people what they need to watch out for, specific things that they can look for, just not necessarily to protect themselves, but so they can understand the reality of what's going on.
Absolutely. There is a couple points that we need to be very sensitive about. Is the control of Marxists and socialists of the society. And you need to look in the healthcare system, the education, where we already lost the battle, not the war, but the battle, because we are growing our own communists and who terrorize our society on our streets and campuses. So the schools and the healthcare, the control of it is a big one. Also the media, not only the social media like Facebook that censors me and so many other patriots who are not subscribing to Marxist ideology, but just regular news like CNN, for example. I'll tell you what, I haven't seen such depravity even in communist country. What CNN is doing is a total fake news, fabricating news, and it is disgusting. But this is what people need to start to look at and find another independent source of information, because CNN, NBC, all these other, and some of the newspapers, they are just catering to the Marxist ideology and want to disassemble our country. But there is one more thing, very important. What people need to look is about the state, the organization that is using state entities to intimidate and terrorize political opposition. Do you remember IRS stalking the political opponents of Clinton and Obama, mm-hmm, and Democratic Party? Here we go. This is one of the biggest hallmarks. So this time was IRS. What is going to be next? If they will get the power, I'm sure we'll have an FBI knocking on our doors and other state entities being used to intimidate opposition. So this is a big one.
That's actually very interesting, because under Obama administration, apparently intelligence agencies were used for that, including the FBI to spy on certain people that they didn't agree with. IRS was utilized specifically to intimidate and prevent people from becoming nonprofits if they were conservative. So this is already absolutely completely evident. And in fact, what you were just saying about CNN, it's almost as if it is a state-run propaganda network.
It is not different than what Joseph Goebbels was doing in Hitler's Germany.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Some of the stories are fantastic. It's pure fantasy. And people still subscribe to it. I say you ignore CNN and other fake news networks, mm-hmm, and find different sources of information.
You know, and the other thing is I'm looking on here, not to, you know, go after people and specifically in media, but I will go after this guy, Phil Mudd. I'm looking at him right up here on television. He reminds me, when you look at his Wikipedia page or his bio page in government, you know this as well as I do, people who somehow get silver bullets straight to the top. And in 10 years, they're doing stuff that would normally take somebody 20, 25, 30 years to get to a point where they're advising the White House or something. In 10 years, this guy was in the White House from the CIA. I think he was an analyst, not even an operations officer. They just say former CIA counterterrorism official. I don't even know what he was. And then he was appointed as a deputy director to the FBI for counterterrorism without ever going to the FBI Academy. I mean, when you in communist countries, in the way the communists work, is this typical where they just they streamline somebody straight to the top? That way they will do their
absolutely.
Dirty work?
Yes, Jonathan, absolutely. They groom people for the role. And this is another thing for our society, for our citizens, look who they are voting for. Because look at the path of this individual. If he's getting money, if he's being financed by people like Soros and other communist agents around, they definitely need to be wary of this person, or whatever party he belongs to, because the agenda he represents, maybe not the agenda he's presenting to our voters and our citizens, maybe this is the agenda being pushed on him by his paymasters. But there is another very big hallmark of Marxism, socialism, and communism, and also national socialism. Because please remember, national socialism is just one of the flavors of socialism. I'm talking about violence. If you look at our university, we have these little Nazis running around, terrorizing speakers, terrorizing people with opposing views. We have these people also running on our streets and doing the same thing. If you remember right before our elections or during the elections, we had these people, some of them were financed and paid by the Marxist movement that is very strong right now in our country, and they were terrorizing people on the streets. This is one of the hallmarks of communism and socialism, and people need to actually be a little bit more attuned to it, I think. But most important, Jonathan, most important is we as a parent, I am parent, we need to monitor what is being taught in our schools. We have we lost the battle, I say, 1960s and after 60s, a lot of those hippies, Marxists, pseudo-Marxists and pseudo-communists, they went into our educational system. They borrowed themselves there. And this is what they preach to our children. Some of the schools, they don't look like schools. They look like the indoctrination points for the Marxism and communism.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. What is, just so people know, what is a bigger threat to this country? Is it Islam and ISIS and Al-Qaeda, or is it the domestic movement of communism in our government and these incompetent or corrupt politicians that are furthering it?
This is my opinion. You know, I spent 20 years in military serving our country. We can deal with military, we can deal with terrorists, but we can't deal with treason and undermining our country from within. So definitely the biggest threat right now for us is those people who try to undermine everything our forefathers were building for their communist agenda. And one more thing. Please remember, for those hardcore Marxists and communists, their loyalty is not to our country, it's to their ideology. And this is what brings me to Hillary Clinton. This woman is like a herpes. When you think she's gone, she's back again. And she's at it back again, and somebody's going to finance her again. And she is put very dangerous to our country. She almost destroyed it.
And evidently, there's no cure for the Clintons either, because there's no cure for the Clintons either. They just seem to keep being there. They're just always there.
Like I say, they are like herpes. You can't cure them, and they'll be back.
Man, leave it to a team guy to come up with that analogy. Hey, one other thing, real quick. How do people find you to see what you have to say if they want to reach out to you?
Most likely on the Facebook page. It's Drago Duran on Facebook. But Facebook censors me heavily. So most of the time I can't even answer the messages or can't post, because every 2-3 days I post something about communism and my Facebook is shut down.
Interesting.
So, but it's a Facebook, but also I would like to mention I'm sitting on the board of directors of NavySealsFund.org. So you can contact us there. It's a 501c charity dedicated to our brothers who are still fighting the war, for some of them who are fighting the war in Vietnam before. And we have, there is no paid position. It's manned by Navy SEALs only. And 100% of the donations goes directly to the Navy SEALs and their families.
NavySealFund.org.
Yes.
.org. Well, Drago, we got a real quick minute. What would you like to say to the men and women that have given their lives for freedom over the 200 years that this country has been in existence?
Jonathan, not only to these men, but also to all citizens of America, I would like to say thank you and the great gratitude that I'm allowed to live as a free man. I came from, I escaped from communist country, and I was allowed to live as a free man in this greatest country in the world that is very exceptional. It is a beacon of freedom to entire world. And I just hope people don't forget that we are exceptional. I'm saying we because I am American. I am not something American. I am not hyphen American. I am an American and proud.
Awesome. I can't say anything better than that. Listen, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for all that you have done for this country and for the world, for what you did in Poland fighting against communism. I just can't thank you enough. I think you're an awesome American, and hopefully people will tune in tonight to my Facebook live show, The Experts, on Jonathan T. Gilliam, so that they can see and hear you as you speak and the words come out of your mouth. Part one is tonight. Part two is on Monday. God bless you, my brother.
God bless America and its citizens.
This is Jonathan Gilliam filling in for Sean Hannity. We're just about to close up on the Memorial Day weekend, and I wanted to share with you a message. I checked out with him, make sure it was okay, with Cody Full. He was with the Bergdahl platoon when that guy just decided to leave there. People died trying to find him. Cody sent me a message or called in and left a message on my phone, and I just this just touched me in a way that I wanted to share it with the rest of you. Let's go and play it.
Hey, brother, it's Cody. Just going through my phone. Calling all my boys to serve. Just wanted to wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend. Stay safe. I know this weekend means a lot more to some of us than the rest of the world. You know, it's not a 15% off sale at Target. It's not Veterans Day. You know how it is. Have a good weekend. Drink a beer for the boys that ain't here. Stay safe.
Man, I'm telling you, after I got through listening, that's Cody Full. He was in Bo Bergdahl's platoon. It wasn't Bo Bergdahl's platoon. It was a platoon he was in, Dirtbag. And I'm just got to tell you, you know, Americans, there's something different about Americans. Drago became an American. Drago was a freedom seeker that we had on earlier. Cody Full and the rest of his platoon, these people are defenders of freedom. There is a machine, folks. There is a machine. It's called freedom. And there's certain aspects of this machine. It's like a vehicle when you look at it. There's the tires, the electrical system, there's the carburetor, there's the joints, there's the interior that where somebody rides and they drive this vehicle. This vehicle called freedom, it has a part of it that defends and protects. It has another part of it that upholds the laws and makes sure that they're enforced. It has another part of it that takes care of people. It responds and makes sure that you're okay or rescues you. There's all these different aspects to this machine called freedom. But the most important part of this machine is you. And if the founding fathers were standing around looking down upon you right now in this room or whatever car that you're in and they were with you, what would they be saying? These are people that came over and started a country for the sheer fact of escaping tyranny and allowing religious freedom and allowing people to be their best and to be free. And after spending almost a month on the road, dedicating myself not to spending the money that people donated at my GoFundMe page, but to get out there and use the money wisely so I could go to more and more places, talking to people and getting that message. And this is the message. You, the free thinkers of this country, the American free born, and those immigrants that have come here and become free, you don't understand unity. And you don't understand the enemy that we're fighting. You are all saying the same thing. You all have the same belief. You see what's going on. You feel it. But you don't know how to stand together. And I can only give you this one recommendation. Start having dialogue. Unify. Eat together. Have drinks together. And honor those that have fallen this weekend by doing just that. I'm Jonathan Gilliam, and you can find me every night on Facebook Live at Jonathan T. Gilliam with my show, The Experts. Tune in, join the dialogue, donate to my GoFundMe page, and be a part of the solution. The truth has arrived. I'll see you next time.